Have you ever wondered about the symbolism behind the gesture Catholic makes when they strike their chest during Mass? While it may seem like a simple or perhaps even an unusual thing to do, this ancient practice actually has deep biblical roots and spiritual meaning. Today, we're looking at the history and the theology behind this visual ritual act of contrition. Welcome to Your Catholic Corner. I'm Julie South, and you're listening to episode number 42. Your Catholic Corner is where we explore the beauty and the traditions of the Catholic faith, the why that goes with the what of Catholicism, one question, one tradition at a time. You can listen to Your Catholic Corner at yourcatholiccorner.com. When I first started my personal journey of exploration of God, Jesus, and Catholicism way back in 2006, I love that the Catholic Church is rooted in centuries of history, tradition, and biblical teachings. But I felt like I was always asking why or what. Why do Catholics do this? What's the meaning behind that? Here on Your Catholic Corner, we answer those questions on why Catholics do what they do so you can better understand them yourself. Just one question or tradition or ritual at a time in plain, simple English. Regardless of where you are on your spiritual journey, whether you've only just heard of that man called Jesus, you're new to Catholicism, or you're a cradle Catholic, Your Catholic Corner explores these meaningful traditions and rituals, just one tradition and one ritual at a time. So stay tuned, because in each episode, we'll look at some of the biblical foundations, we'll explore church teachings around them, and we'll shine a light on all that is beautiful about the Catholic faith and the Catholic Church, so you can hopefully understand it better as well. Today, we're looking at why do Catholics hit their chest three times during Mass? Well, the striking of the chest at a Catholic Mass goes back to ancient times. Today, it's done as part of the ancient sign for us to acknowledge our sorrow for our sins and our desire for God's forgiveness. One key moment is during the Confiteor, which is a prayer of confession and repentance. Some people also strike their chest during the consecration when the bells are sometimes rung out. I say sometimes because not all churches have bells at Mass. The Confiteor prayer is the one that starts, "I confess to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned." At that time, back in 2011, 2012, depending on where you were in the world at the time, the Catholic Mass experienced a few changes, the most radical that we've had since the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s. Even though it's not particularly a new change now, because it was, well, back in 2011, 2012, so over a decade ago, in some places it's still referred to as the New Translation. And I have New Translation in air quotes, but you can't see me, so the New Translation. This New Translation of the Mass includes repeating the phrase, "through my fault, through my most grievous fault," three times in the Confiteor. So why? Well, as Catholics, we're encouraged to strike our chest each time we say this phrase in that particular prayer. When we do this, it's an outward sign, a visible sign of our inner remorse and our contrition for our sins. We're physically acknowledging our guilt and we're performing a symbolic act of penance. This gesture comes from biblical tradition. For example, like the story of the tax collector who beats his breast saying, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." When we repeat, "through my fault, three times, it also emphasizes the seriousness of sin and need for deep repentance. As well, those three times also echoes or recalls Peter's three denials of Jesus. Remember, just before Jesus was crucified, he told Peter that he, Peter, would deny him, Jesus, three times before the cock crew. Also, repeating phrases and gestures like striking three times, it's a way for us to add emphasis and sorrow, as well as to show deeper meaning. Striking the chest during this prayer is our nonverbal way to express our repentance and our want for God's forgiveness. It signifies our remorse through a physical action. Back in the day before the New Mass translation, Catholics only used to strike their chest once, but the New Mass reintroduces the triple chest strike. The intention being is to restore the original intention and to align it with how it's said in other languages during the Confiteor. Therefore, when we gently but deliberately strike our chest during the through my fault lines of the Confiteor, we're symbolically gesturing and physically expressing our contrition and that we want to seek forgiveness from God. And as you can see, hopefully, we're continuing the ancient repentant tradition that is well rooted in biblical practice. I just said that this practice dates back to ancient times. How ancient exactly? Well, apart from the reference to Peter and the thrice denial before the cock crowed at Jesus' crucifixion in the Bible, what other connections are there? Well, according to Catholic Answers Encyclopedia, the striking of the chest is prescribed in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass during specific parts of the liturgy, which we've just covered. St. Augustine and St. Jerome, early Christian theologians, mention the practice of striking the breast in their writings. St. Augustine explains that the gesture represents the desire to bring hidden sins to light and to cleanse the heart. I'll put all links that I'm referring to here in the show notes at yourcatholiccorner.com if you want to refer to my sources. Saint Jerome associates the breast with evil thoughts and describes the gesture as a way to dispel those thoughts and purify the heart. Both of these men are considered doctors of the church. They're both very influential figures in early Christianity. St. Jerome's translation of the Bible into Latin and his scholarly works have made a huge impact on Christian theology. And then St. Augustine's philosophical and theological writings, particularly his exploration of grace, salvation, and original sin, have had a huge influence on Western thought and Christian doctrine. Going back to the Bible, the gesture of striking the breast is also found in the Psalms. It's seen as an act of humiliation and of offering a contrite heart to God. While there's no specific historical record of when the gesture of striking the breast was introduced into the Mass, it's a well-established practice throughout the history of the Catholic Church. The significance and meaning behind the gestures have been passed down through generations, and it continues to be a deeply meaningful act of humility and repentance in Catholic worship. I hope you found all this interesting and helpful. I hope that this podcast helps you understand just a teeny tiny, incy wincy dinky little bit better, the wonderful Word of God and the Catholic faith. If you have a question that you'd like answered, then please send it to me at yourcatholiccorner.com/contact. Thank you. And thank you for getting this far. Can I ask you to do me a huge favor, please? If you enjoyed today's show, can you please help me spread God's word about your Catholic Corner? All you have to do is tell three of your friends or family about this podcast so they can hopefully benefit and understand better as well. Let them know about it is really easy. Just invite them to visit yourcatholiccorner.com where they can subscribe and follow the show from there. Thank you. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. Wherever you are, I pray that God's glass of love overflows in your heart and your life, and that when you're ready, you're able to accept God's invitation to join Him to share in Holy Communion this week at your local parish. And finally, I'd like to say thank you to the parishioners of the Cathedral of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Hamilton, New Zealand, who helped me bring this podcast to you today. This is Julie South signing off until next week. Peace be with you. God bless.